This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274. Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are at Piqua's Alexander Stadium, Berkfield, the scene of tonight's game between the Layman Catholic Cavaliers and the Waynesfield Goshen Tigers. It's our first look at Layman Catholic this year, although we've talked with offensive coordinator Bill Zimmerman on a few occasions. It's a Layman team which dropped its opener to Fort Recovery in overtime on the road and then has reeled off 5 straight victories. Layman is in very good shape in its Division 7 region, Region 28, sitting at the number 3 spot behind Convoy Crestview and Delphus St. John's. Minster is lodged at 4th. 5 through 8 are Miami Valley Christian, Riverside, Fort Loramie, and Gamble Montessori. Waynesfield Goshen, the opponent tonight. Waynesfield 1-5 on the year. Earlier this season, broke a 24-game losing streak. Beat Layman Catholic several years ago, 26-24, in a game played at Sydney. But Waynesfield Goshen has fallen on hard times here recently, impacted by injuries in the last few weeks. It's a relatively thin roster. It's a program being rebuilt by second-year head coach Shane Wireman. Waynesfield Goshen has been to the playoffs in the last decade. It's a program which has been strong in football, and Chuck, it will recycle and be better, that's for sure.
Well, that's what high school football is all about. If you got a good coaching staff and you got a good tradition, you're going to have some down years. And if you get a combination of maybe a couple of not very strong classes in a row, and then you add the injuries, and they're a very young football team, mm-hmm. You know, that creates that. But now, I mean, yeah, they're going to be back. And, I mean, tonight's probably not going to be something that they're going to want to go home and watch the film of afterwards. But, you know, it's cyclical, especially with somebody who's had a good team in the past.
Right. Dick Roll, head coach at Layman Catholic, has guided his troops to the playoffs year after year. He takes a lot of pride in team defense. Bill Zimmerman is the offensive coordinator for the Layman Catholic Cavaliers. And Layman has been getting well in the Northwest Central Conference the last few weeks, Chuck. In fact, If the coaching staff is concerned about anything, it's the lack of offensive plays in three victories in the last month. Less than 100 offensive plays have been run by Lehman simply because the Cavaliers have been so far out in front. There's been a continuous clock, and right. The games have been shortened.
Well, and that is a concern. And what, if you're Lehman, the very first thing that you want to get out of a game like this is that everybody walks out healthy after the football game.
Right.
But secondly, you don't want bad. You don't want to start making silly mistakes. You don't want to get any bad habits. You just got to continue to get better. It's fun to go out there for the kids and just thump people, but it does not. It's kind of scary when it comes down to crunch time when they get into the playoffs and they get into a close game.
Right.
Then these type of games really don't help you.
It seems like Elliot Gilardi, the quarterback for Lehman Catholic, has been around forever.
He's 12th year.
He has gotten a vast amount of experience just a junior. He's played a lot of downs wearing the blue and gold here at Lehman Catholic, and it is really enjoyable for Bill Zimmerman, offensive coordinator at Lehman, to have Gilardi running the show, very teachable. He runs and passes equally well. Lehman, as we noted, lost its opener at Fort Recovery, 27-21 in OT, and then has reeled off victories against Miami East, 31-14, Graham, 51-34, Ridgemont, 62-8, Elgin, 55-8, and Hardin Northern, 63-0. Now, those last three wins over Ridgemont, Elgin, and Hardin Northern came in the Northwest Central Conference.
We saw Miami East, mm-hmm. and we thought Miami East was a pretty good football team. So, you know, that was a nice win for Lehman.
Indeed. And that continues to rack up points for Lehman as Miami East continues to win. They're ranked number two in this region of Division Five, right behind Anna.
Right.
We talked to offensive coordinator Bill Zimmerman earlier today, and he commented on Lehman's season thus far.
Fort Recovery was a real heartbreaker. I mean, last year we lost by a point, and that was a heartbreaker. This one's probably even worse. Mm-hmm. We're up 21-0 with just a minute or so left in the first half, and they end up scoring and getting some momentum going into the second quarter, but eventually we make our way into overtime and lose 27-21 in OT. We did rebound week two. We played a very good Miami East team who is likely to probably go 9-1. We may have given them their only loss. We handled them okay. We played very well in the second half, took that game over and won 31-14. We beat a Graham school who is much improved. They've played pretty stiff competition. They're 1-5 right now, but if you look at their opponents, I think their worst record of any of their opponents currently is 4-2. So they've played some stiff competition as a quality school in their D4 school. So we secured a win over them. Then we've had some little bit weaker opponents the last few weeks, but we've been able to handle them okay and remain healthy.
It seems like Elliot Gilardi should be a fifth-year senior by now. Wow. Has he gotten a lot of experience for you?
Yeah, he has. He's only a junior, so he's even got another year. But he's become a real team leader this year. He's grown a lot in the offseason, so he's approaching 6 foot now. He played a much smaller weight level and height level last year. But he's having a very good year. He's 63% completion percentage. He's over 800 yards passing, has 11 or 12 touchdown passes, a couple picks, and he also has almost 500 yards rushing and 10 touchdowns. So,
I'm sure you enjoy running this offense because it is so flexible, so versatile. Run, pass, it can do a lot of things effectively.
Yeah, we finally twisted Coach Rule's arm into it about 5 or 6 years ago. We love it. We love it. It's a good time. It's an exciting offense to run. There's run pass options most plays. We ask a lot out of our quarterback, but we've had kids and we've had the luck of having kids that have the ability to run it appropriately from a mental standpoint and a physical mm-hmm. standpoint. So it's a lot of fun, and we get to spread the ball out, and the kids love it because everybody gets their hands on the ball.
Owen Smith, quite a talent in the offensive backfield. Bunker and Lee, stud receivers for you.
Yeah, we have quite a few good skill kids. Most of our skill kids, other than the aforementioned Mr. Gilardi, are seniors, and they have a lot of experience. Michael Bunker is one of our biggest kids. He plays at around 230 pounds, 6'4", 6'5", but he's one of our fastest kids. So he's a kind of a freak athlete. He plays a tight end slot receiver. receiver position. He's very difficult to stop and match up against. And then Cameron Lee, who's our outside wideout, is around 6'4", 215, 220. He can also jump out of the gymnasium. So he's a force out there. As you mentioned, Owen Smith, he's averaging right around 8 yards a carry this year. I think he's got over 800 yards rushing. He's really a third-year starter at running back. So we have a lot of people to get the ball to.
Bill Zimmerman, offensive coordinator, Lehman Catholic, our guest before tonight's game between Lehman and Waynesfield Goshen. I know head coach Dick Roll takes a lot of pride in his team's defense. Talk about the schemes on that side of the ball for Lehman here in 2017.
Sure, Jack. We kind of have what you would look at to be kind of a 4-4 look, but it's really a 4-2-5. We have positional players called spurs who are kind of hybrid safety linebackers who play on the outside, and then we have two standard middle linebackers. We have a pretty solid defensive line. We're pretty big up front, at least for us, for a D7 school. So scheme-wise, we do a little bit of everything. We'll play some zone. We'll play some man. We blitz quite a little bit, a lot more than we used to in the past. But we've kind of found our way with this defense the last year or so, and it's been fairly effective this year.
I know you're pleased with special teams, especially the place-kicking game.
Yes. Michael Denning is just a junior, but he is an excellent kicker. He routinely can make 40-plus yarders. I've seen him make a 50-yard field goal on a number of occasions. He has a couple field goals this year. He has, I think, around maybe 40 extra points that he's converted. He has only two misses on extra points. One was his fault, and he'll tell you that. The other one was a bad hold. But other than that, he's been perfect. He also has some touchbacks on kickoffs. He's a real, real force. He kicked a couple field goals already this year as well. Our punting game is also good as well. Cam Lee, who's the wideout, is our punter, and he is he can really boom it.
You have breezed through the Northwest Central Conference part of the schedule to date. It gets tougher after this game against Waynesfield. What do you expect from the Tigers tonight?
Yeah, Waynesfield, you know, in the past has been a very formidable school. They've been a little down lately. They're pretty slight in numbers. They have some kids injured and you know, we expect a fight from them, of course, but they're not very big. But they're fairly well coached. Like you and I have discussed previously, they've been a playoff team in the recent past. So they're no slouch. But I think that we probably will be able to handle them this evening.
What's Lehman have to fine tune heading down the stretch?
I think we need to get more experience as far as number of plays run. We ran 23 offensive plays the entire game last week against Hardin Northern. We ran 30 the week before against Elgin. So,
wow.
And I think 33 against Ridgemont. We were scoring kind of at will in some of those games, and so we really need to start getting ready for the more difficult opponents down the road. As you mentioned, I mean, our last three opponents are probably the toughest three in the Northwest Central Conference in Upper Sauter Valley, Lima, Perry, and Riverside. So getting our kids more experience and getting them into the game as it goes deeper into the third and fourth quarters is important.
Bill Zimmerman, offensive coordinator for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. Shane Wireman, second-year head coach for the Waynesfield Goshen Tigers. He was a volunteer coach 2 years ago at Waynesfield. Head coach named last season, an Allen East graduate, All-Ohio defensive lineman, math teacher at Waynesfield Goshen. And he's had some coaching experience in the west central part of the state. And he runs the show now at Waynesfield Goshen as the Tigers try to bounce back. A lot of blue and gold here tonight, Chuck. Both teams.
Most of us on this side, though.
Each team with blue and gold colors. Lehman Catholic wearing the bright mustard gold from top to bottom. And white jerseys for Waynesfield Goshen. We're about 10 minutes or so away from the kickoff of tonight's game here on scoresbroadcast.com. Very good weather, cloudy overhead, chance of rain very slight, and the flags are limp. There is no breeze whatsoever. Bill Zimmerman is our guru when it comes to the high school playoff picture for teams in Shelby County. including Sydney, Layman, Anna, Fort Loramie, and Minster in Auglaize County as well. Layman Catholic sitting in a very enviable position in Division 7, this region, up near the top with winnable games from here through the end of the campaign. Great shot at going 10-1 and hosting. Meanwhile, the Sydney Yellow Jackets cling to the fourth spot in its region of Division 2, having won last night in a TV game, defeating Tippecanoe by a score of 49-42. And I talked with Bill about the fate of Sydney should the Yellow Jackets lose one of its remaining three and go 9-1. And here's what he had to say.
Big win last night over Tip City. They still have Troy remaining, which I think will be their toughest test, and then Vandalia Butler and Greenville, whom I think Greenville shouldn't be a problem for them. Vandalia could give them some trouble. We'll see, but I think Troy's their toughest game. But regardless, Jack, I think even if they do lose one of those games, if they sit at 9-1, they've got a very good chance to still host, and they're definitely in. I think 8-2 still gets them in. There are some tough opponents up top of that region in those Cincinnati schools. LaSalle and Winton Woods are both very, very formidable, and Cincinnati Anderson's no slouch either. But if they can try to avoid them as long as possible, I think Sydney's got a good outlook.
Yeah, I agree. Even should Sydney lose one, they might still hang on to fourth. Belmont's schedule remaining is fairly light. I don't know if there's anyone else 6-8 that could catch Sydney, even if the Yellow Jackets did drop a game between now and the end of the year.
Yeah, I would agree. If Troy can knock them off, they could slip up and in there, and that could be a little difficult for them. And I know Edgewood's halfway decent as well, but I think Sydney can compete with anybody below them in the current rankings.
And that game with Troy next Friday, very significant. Troy now has serious playoff aspirations.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Troy really needs that game next week against Sydney. Mm-hmm. Sydney doesn't necessarily need it against Troy, but boy, do they want to go 10-0. So yeah. It should be a dandy.
Yeah. Yeah. Division 5, Anna Rockets still holding on to the top spot. It's too bad that Travis Meyer has been injured, might miss the rest of the season. Young Bart Bixler is the quarterback, has done a very admirable job filling in for Travis. Anna could have a few losses left. How would that affect Anna's playoff hopes?
Yeah, Anna does have some tough ones remaining, Jack. Tonight versus St. Henry is going to be a trip. They have to travel there, so that's a tough one. Then they get Parkway, who they should handle. Their remaining two are tough games as well, at Coldwater and then home versus Minster. I truly believe that Week 10 matchup versus Minster is going to be a playoff game for Anna. Anna really needs one of those big three. They need to secure one of those wins so they can finish 7-3 to get in. 6-4, they're in trouble.
Yeah. Miami East is really having a field day. Only lost to Layman Catholic.
Yeah. Miami East is getting us some great points, so we love that. They've got a good chance of going 9-1. They've already played and defeated both Covington and Fort Loramie, who are probably the two toughest opponents other than them in their conference. So they've got a very good chance of going 9-1 and hosting.
You referenced Minster, which is in Division 7, along with Layman Catholic and Fort Loramie. The outlook in this particular region of D7?
Well, this region is top-heavy, Jack. Much like the Region 8, Division 2 with Sydney, this region is top-heavy. We have some real quality schools at the top. Convoy Crestview, Delphus St. John's, Minster, and Layman, in my opinion, are pretty formidable schools. After that, there's some schools that may sneak in at a 5-5 clip. So it should be interesting. Minster sitting at 3-3 right now. They're actually in good shape even at 3-3. They have some tough games remaining. Coldwater tonight is obviously a tough one. After that, they have New Bremen, Versailles, and Anna, which are all winnable. But even if they lose two of those last four, they will get in solidly. So they're looking okay. Looking through the region, Fort Loramie is really looking good. They've already played, like I had mentioned previously, Miami East. They've also played and then defeated Covington. So their remaining schedule isn't overtly tough. I foresee them being able to win out and go 8-2. That should get them a home game if they can do so. And then with us, with Layman, We have some more difficult opponents remaining in Perry, Riverside, and Upper Sauter Valley. But if we can go 9-1 or 8-2, we should also be able to host a game.
Obviously, far too soon to make the call. The crystal ball is difficult to view right now, but conceivably, I guess there would be a chance that Loramie, Minster, Layman Catholic, maybe two of the three might get paired up in round one.
Yeah, that could happen. That could happen. It'd be interesting. We haven't played either of those schools this year. Typically, we play both of them. Yeah. Last year, we played both of them. Yeah. But that'd be a great gate game, as we call them. I'm sure. There would be a decent chance that if Minster is a 5-5 school, they're probably going to hover around that 4-5-6 area. Mm-hmm. Layman, if we can finish 9-1, we'll probably be closer to the top of the region, mm-hmm. 2, maybe even 1. But Loramie at 8-2 is likely a 4, maybe even a 3 or a 5. Mm-hmm. So you could easily see, especially a Loramie-Minster first-round matchup. Mm-hmm.
And with playoff games on Friday this year, up to championship week, which is Thursday, Friday, Saturday in Stark County, it's possible on the same night, opening night of the postseason, Sydney could host, Layman could host, a Layman Catholic would play at Piqua?
Yeah, that would be my guess. We haven't had that discussion yet because, as you said, it's a ways down the way, and we got some games to be played. But my guess would be if Sydney hosts, we're going to play at Piqua on Friday night if we do.
Bill Zimmerman, offensive coach at Layman Catholic, our playoff guru. Chuck, he sized it up pretty well, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, I love listening to him.
But Layman Catholic is in very good shape, barring a collapse of major proportions here over the last month of the regular season. As he noted, Sydney could very well go 9-1 and finish in the top four. Obviously, LaSalle, Winton Woods, Anderson have got 1, 2, and 3 all locked up.
Right.
And who knows what order. Sydney sitting there at fourth. Right now, if Sydney began the playoffs next Friday evening, it would host and play Dayton Belmont.
Well, that would be a nice win for them.
Uh-huh. Keep in mind, though, now Troy will have a lot at stake next Friday. We'll cover that game, Troy at Sydney, next Friday evening, kickoff at 7, online here on scoresbroadcast.com at 6:35 next Friday evening. Troy Trojans just outside the top 8 in this region of Division II and could make some serious noise if the Trojans were to surprise Sydney next Friday
evening. Well, if they'd beat Sydney and beat Piqua, they're going to get a bunch of points.
No doubt. So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here tonight, bringing you this game between Layman Catholic and Waynesfield Goshen, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. One of our additional underwriting sponsors is Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Head to Goffney right away. Take advantage of the big grand reopening. It's a beautiful storefront at Goffney. You'll love it. Some new inventory. Everything for dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Priced just right, too. And you can go to the Goffney Furniture website for more savings. Take advantage of the coupon there at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Extremely high-quality furniture, priced just right. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Route 47, west of I-75, that's Michigan Avenue, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Goffney Furniture, and tell the folks at Goffney that you heard about Goffney Furniture on scoresbroadcast.com. Layman Catholic kicking off from south to north to start the game here tonight at Piqua. And Waynesfield Goshen returns from the 11, and it's a good return up the far side, outside the hash mark, to the sideline. In front of the Tigers bench goes the return man, bumped out by Sherman of Layman Catholic at about the 45-yard line.
Well, you need, as a kickoff coverage team, you got to stay in your lanes. And that time, the two kids on the outside of it came in towards where the kick was, and mm-hmm. they did not contain to the outside. That was a nice return.
And Joel Rickle, who is a sophomore running back for Waynesfield Goshen, returned the boot to start the game. And you're right, Chuck, he got outside contain, scooping the ball up at the 11, brought it to the 45, 34-yard return in the opening kickoff by Waynesfield Goshen, which starts first down, 10 yards to go, 5 yards short of the 50. The quarterback is sophomore Evan Miller. Deep handoff, offensive backfielder Rickle, and he's drilled at the 44, might have lost a foot or two.
That was Logan Richard, and boy, did he put him on the ground.
Yep. Boy, you talk about a textbook tackle as Richard squared up on Rickle and flattened him.
Looked like he ran into a wall.
Officially, a loss of a full yard to the 44. Second down, 11 for Waynesfield Goshen, which features a traditional power unit on offense. Tailback blast play, a variety of sweeps, quick passes. I formation here. Hand off to Rickle, who dots the I. He bumps into one of his blockers at the 42, bounces off, and then Lehman Catholic pushes him to the turf at the 43, a loss of another couple feet. Third and better than 11 to go for the Tigers on the first offensive series of the game. Lehman Catholic Cavaliers with a number of outstanding performers who go both ways. You'll hear the name of Michael Bunker all night long. He's a cog on the defensive line. Outstanding tight end offensively. And here come the Tigers to the line of scrimmage. But a timeout is called by head coach Shane Weierman before this third down snap. Third and a little better than 11 coming up. Opening 2 minutes of the game. No score on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Evan Miller, the quarterback for Waynesfield Goshen, is under center, and again a whistle blows. This time no timeout. Must have been a procedure call against the visiting team.
I don't see a flag. I'm not sure. Maybe they didn't start the 25-second clock.
And the ball has simply been reset by the referee, and we'll begin this third down play now for technically the third time. It's placed on the ground. Center snaps it. Here's a swing pass, left flat. Nicely done by Miller, and he hits his big tight end, Tanner Hurley, who catches at the 47. He shoots down the sideline. He's at the 45 of Lehman, bumped out of bounds beyond the 40. He's the primary receiver for the Tigers, Tanner Hurley, a 6'2", 250-pound senior. He's a load, has good hands, very well-designed play, Chuck, to the short side of the field where Lehman was outnumbered.
Well, it was a tight end screen, and he just kind of rolled out to that side. He was out there by himself, and he had plenty of room when he caught it.
From the 38 of Lehman, first and 10 for Waynesfield Goshen. Two receivers flanked right. Here's a toss sweep to Rickle. He tries to get on the edge, and he slants to the 36 of Lehman and slides down on his hind end at the 34. Wasn't too many years ago when Waynesfield Goshen knocked off Fort Loramie and Lehman Catholic. In fact, Waynesfield Goshen won at Loramie 28-20 in 2012. And the year before, in 2011, Waynesfield Goshen beat Lehman Catholic by a score of 26-24. The Tigers won 7 games that season. So it is cyclical, and I'm sure under head coach Shane Weierman, the Tigers will get back to their winning ways in somewhat of a drought right now, having ended a 24-game losing streak earlier this year.
I think they're going to call that a lateral out of bounds. They're marking it where the ball went out, not where they – oh, no, wait a second. Now what is he doing?
Well, on the first and 10 play for the Tigers from the Lehman 38, a quick flat pass fell incomplete. Some discussion as to whether it was a pass.
Well, it went out of bounds at the 41, and he threw it from the 38, so it absolutely went backwards. But
it's called an incompletion. So it's second down and 10 for Waynesfield Goshen from the Lehman 38. Here's that tailback blast play. It's Rickle surging to the 36, stacked up at the 35. He garnered three. Third and 7 for Waynesfield Goshen. 3 minutes gone, opening quarter. I said third and 7. I should have said fourth and 7 for the Tigers. Under the 9-minute mark in the first, Lehman yet to get its hands on the ball. Waynesfield Goshen, nothing to lose. Obviously in four down territory. Flanks Hurley to the left. A receiver, Cole Lambert, split 10 yards to the right. Backs alongside the quarterback who takes the snap. Oh, he's got a little avenue up the middle. He splits a couple Lehman defenders, and look at him go. Very good run by Miller as he powered down to the 26 or 7. Close to that first down marker, Chuck. I think he's got it with a half yard to spare.
He did, and that was a good job. It kind of looked like the Red Sea parting in the middle, and he made a nice run for the first down.
Mm-hmm. Good awareness by sophomore quarterback Evan Miller.
Well, he wanted to throw the slant that time out to Hurley, and he was covered by Lee, so he kind of had to double clutch it, found the open up the middle.
Good march by Waynesfield Goshen, which has moved from its 45 to down inside the Lehman 30. And here's a running play off right tackle at nets one, and that's it. 4 minutes gone here in the first quarter. Second down and 9 for Waynesfield Goshen, attired in the road white jerseys, blue numbers, outlined in gold. Bright yellow helmets, blue pants. Lehman Catholic in the mustard gold jerseys, blue headgear, blue pants.
They changed their jerseys, have changed, and they're numbers are much easier to read now.
They are. A little white piping around the Lehman Catholic numerals to...
They used to have that contrast that kind of went, and it really made it tough to see the numbers.
Rolling left is Miller. He's at the line of scrimmage, throws late, and finds a man down inside the 5. It is caught by Hurley. He backpedals, goal line, in for the touchdown. Beautiful play by Evan Miller, the quarterback for Waynesfield Goshen. He sprinted left. Could have run for 10, but he threw for the score, and that was a good decision.
Well, I'll tell you what, that should open the eyes of the Lehman kids if they were thinking this was going to be another one of those 49-0 at halftime scores.
Lehman Catholic with a flat start, and Waynesfield Goshen a good beginning, buoyed by a 34-yard kickoff return to the 45. And 55 yards and 4-plus minutes later, Waynesfield Goshen gets 6 on the board. The Tigers don't kick the PATs. They always go for 2 this year. And here's a sweep around the right side. It's Rickle. He took the handoff from Miller, and he's bulldogged to the turf at the 1-yard line. He did not make it. 7:33 left opening quarter. Lehman yet to get the ball. Waynesfield Goshen on top in a hurry. It's 6-0 Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Waynesfield Goshen features 10 seniors on its roster, Lehman Catholic a dozen, but Lehman's roster is much deeper, greater in numbers. And most of the key players for Waynesfield Goshen are underclassmen, including quite a few 10th graders, except for Tanner Hurley, who's the senior wide receiver, 6'2", 250-pounder. But Evan Miller, the quarterback, is a soft. Joel Rickle, the feature running back, is a sophomore. Another wideout, Cole Lambert, is a sophomore. And Shane Wireman, head coach of Waynesfield Goshen in his second year, has his team on the beam here tonight. A good 6-0 opening quarter start for Waynesfield Goshen, which dribbles the kickoff down to the Lehman Catholic 37, and that's where the Cavaliers plop on the football. Our first look at Lehman Catholic's offense this year. We've missed the Cavaliers through the first 6 weeks. Elliot Gilardi, the junior, runs the show. And, Chuck, he can beat you with his legs and his arm.
Yeah, he's the real deal back there, quarterback, that's for sure.
He wears number 10, 6-footer, 165, a junior. Owen Smith, the lone back, is behind Gilardi, a good 8-9 yards behind the line of scrimmage. And that's where Gilardi feeds him. Smith's got it back at the 32. Oh, a keeping hole develops. Owen pops it to the outside, springs the edge, gets down the near sideline. Enormous gain inside the Goshen 40, 30. Owen Smith finally collared at the 20. Sizable pickup by him as that play goes for a good, what, 43 yards, Chuck?
Yep, 42.
Lehman Catholic's offensive line led by Logan Richard, Colin Haller, Michael Wesner, Seth Sargent, and Sam Young. That's the group up front. Good job by that crew. Here's Gilardi, takes the snap from Haller, fakes the pitch and keeps. Gilardi outside right tackle, cuts it back beyond the linebackers, and he zips down inside the 10, spilled at the 7. It's goal to go for Lehman Catholic.
That was a heck of a run.
Sure was. Gilardi looked like he's done it before.
Yeah, he made a nice read on it that time. Mm-hmm.
Line of scrimmage, the 7 of Waynesfield Goshen, which leads 6-0, 5 minutes gone, opening quarter. Snap, Gilardi, hand off Owen Smith. It's a jet sweep to the right. He's on the edge. He skirts the corner. He's making a dash for the pylon at the goal line. He's got it. Touchdown. Lehman Catholic is drawn even. It's 6-6.
And again, they ran three plays.
Yeah.
They scored a touchdown, and they only had to run three plays to get there.
And that's been the dilemma in part for Lehman Catholic the last few weeks in the Northwest Central Conference. You heard offensive coordinator Bill Zimmerman talk about that fact in the pregame. We just have not been off the field, or I should say on the field, long enough. 30 plays a game for our offensive unit is not enough.
Well, if you're going to have a dilemma, that's not a bad one to have. We're scoring too quickly.
Denning, who is a fine soccer player, very good kicker, boots it soccer style. Extra point is perfect. He is superb in that department. 6'1", 175, a junior. And that successful PAT gives Lehman a 7-6 lead. 7 minutes to go first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Pickwas Alexander Stadium, Perk Field, where Lehman Catholic has jumped on top of Waynesfield Goshen 7-6 after the visiting team, the Tigers, scored on their first drive of the game. But Lehman Catholic rebounds in just three plays to get 7 and lead by 8 points. Kickoff by Denning, excellent, all the way to the 6. Return there by Hurley to the far side of the field, outside the hash mark, has a brief lane, and then he's piled up at the 24, 25-yard line.
Much better coverage on that kick.
Good tackle downfield by Barhorst of Lehman Catholic. Andrew Barhorst tripped up the return man for Waynesfield Goshen, which starts first and 10 from the far hash mark on the 25. 6:51 to go in the opening quarter. 7-6 Lehman Catholic. Cavaliers have had a few slow starts this year, or even with Miami East in the middle of that game at 14-14, trailed Graham 21-10 at the half. Under center now, not in the spread, is the quarterback Miller for Waynesfield Goshen, and this running play is subdued behind the line. It goes for a negative 2.
Ran right into Bunker. Not what you want to do if you're a running back.
Bunker sits on Rickle, the tailback for Waynesfield Goshen. How big is Michael Bunker? Well, he is 6'5", 235, and a senior. He's a Hulk. And he's got good wheels.
Yeah, see, that's the key. He's got good quickness, and he runs well. That makes him a step above somebody just that size.
Yep, fine agility. Here's the blast play. Deep handoff. Miller, Rickle, doesn't fool anyone. And Layman Catholic knifes through and smacks the ball carrier down at the 19. Logan Richard in there on the hit for the Layman Catholic Cavaliers.
He's not a slouch himself. Boy, he got through there like he was taking the handoff.
5'11", 170, a senior, Logan Richard, forcing Waynesfield Goshen into a third and 15 from its own 20. 5:45 to go in the first quarter. Layman Catholic 7, Waynesfield Goshen 6. Hurley flanked 12 yards to the left, short side of the field. He was the receiver on Goshen's first drive. A beautifully executed tight end screen. Short drop by the quarterback, Miller. He's in hot water. Layman Catholic pursues him and drags him down at the 9. Well, Tanner Hurley was blanketed far side of the field, and he was the primary target. And once Miller missed him and couldn't find him, seconds went by in a hurry, and Layman Catholic crashed in to dump the Waynesfield Goshen signal caller for another loss. Fourth down for Waynesfield Goshen, and about 23 yards to go for a first down. And here's Waynesfield Goshen punting. It's a sidewinder hitting at the 42, picked up by Layman Catholic there. Returned down the near sideline. It's Braden Sherman, a good scoot after he got the ball in one hop, and Layman Catholic is in good shape.
First rugby-style kicker I've ever seen in high school. Wasn't very effective, but it was a rugby style.
As Sherman for Layman Catholic picked it off in one hop.
If that would have got over his head, it probably would have got him another 15, 20 yards down the field.
You're right.
Because it was hopping.
But the punt by Joel Rickle, the tailback, was a short one, and Sherman came up quickly to greet it. He snapped it up on one bounce, and away he went. Here's a running play, Layman, first and 10 from the 20. It's Owen Smith, and he produces 10 in a hurry. Owen Smith generates a 10-yard advance. It may be goal to go for Layman just inside the 10, and that's what the official tells us. 9-yard line officially for Layman, which features two receivers to the right. Elliot Gilardi has a back long side. He fakes the jet sweep. Gilardi keeps, and wow, an enormous cavity opens up in the middle of the field, and Gilardi runs right through it untouched. No one within 3 or 4 yards of him. Gilardi scampers into the end zone for the score. And it's 13-6 Layman Catholic. Layman Catholic's offensive line, Logan Richard, Colin Haller, Michael Westner, Seth Sargent, Sam Young, they did a job. Here's the extra point try by Layman Catholic's Denning. It's on the way, and he nails it again. Layman Catholic spotted Waynesfield Goshen a quick 6. Cavaliers have retaliated with 14 of their own. And with just under 4.5 to go in the opening quarter, Layman leads it 14-6 over Waynesfield Goshen on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com include Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Take advantage of new inventory and the big grand reopening at Goffney Furniture on West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. And thank you very much to the in-between restaurant south of Butkins, where the food is not in between, it's out of this world.
Well, after they gave up the touchdown on the first drive when they came over, Coach Roll was very animated with his defensive group, and I think now he got their attention.
Animated, livid.
I couldn't read his lips because he was facing away from me, but I don't think he was saying, great job, boys.
Sharply toned.
That's what you got to do. That's what coaching football is all about.
And the Cavaliers quickly responded with 14 points to break on top by 8, 14-6. Waynesfield Goshen returned the ensuing kickoff to the 20. First and 10. Miller is under duress. He's back to pass in hot water, and he's pulled down at the 7. Wow, that play goes for a negative 13. And guess who was in there? Mr. Agility, Michael Bunker. All 6 feet 5 inches of him.
Well, they've had 10 running plays, Waynesfield has, and 6 of them for negative yardage.
Mm. And if Waynesfield Goshen is going to get the ball out into the hands of Tanner Hurley with frequency, the Tigers have to be able to run it with some success. Handoff up the middle, it's Rickle, little opening. He powers through it to the 11, and he wedges out 4 on the play. Third down, 22 yards to go for a first down for Waynesfield Goshen. Actually, third down more like about 19 to go for the Tigers. Just over 3 to play in the opening quarter. Layman Catholic 14 and Waynesfield Goshen 6. Receiver split left and right. Under center is the quarterback Miller. And the first man through, the fullback, Dustin Klinke, gets the nod. And he blasts his way up across the 15-20, surging all the way to the 24. He got some real estate back for Waynesfield Goshen, which is still short of a first down by 5 yards. And the Tigers will have to punt after the sizable pickup by Klinke. But because of that opening play sack, the Waynesfield Goshen Tigers had to retreat back inside their 10, could not pick up the first down, and will punt. It's Rickle, only about 10 yards behind the line, gets the low snap, a rugby-style kick in the air, bouncing at the 50, and the Tigers eventually down it right there. And that's where Layman Catholic will begin. First down, 10 yards to go, right at the midfield stripe in between the hash marks on the Piqua Indians logo here at Alexander Stadium, Perk Field. This game has been earmarked for this site for the entire last 12 months because Sydney originally, in schedule plans, was to have played Tip tonight at home. That game over the last several months was moved from Friday to last night to accommodate Thursday night television. Sydney won 49-42. So because Sydney was originally to have played at home, this game here tonight has been targeted for Piqua since the very first schedule came out. Here is a running play. Layman Catholic around the right end, and the ball carrier gets on the edge, tight roping the sideline. It is Barhorse. He's got good wheels. He stays in bounds at the 35. And he's all the way down inside the 25. Amazingly, Chuck, he never touched the stripe in front of the Waynesfield Goshen bench, and he worked his way all the way to the 16.
The kid's got some speed. That's fun to watch.
What a run by Barhorst of Sydney, or I should say of Layman Catholic. He's also a very good pass catcher and has gained significant yards after catch this year. We saw a reason why on that running play by Barhorst. One receiver flanked 12 yards to the left. Here's Gilardi throwing, fade pattern, end zone, about 6 yards deep in the end zone. Is it inbounds or out? It is ruled a touchdown for the Cavaliers. I saw a gold jersey.
It was Lee.
K. Cam Lee reach up and snatch it. Did he get a foot in? Yep, he sure did.
Yep. That's nice when you got 6'4 and 6'5 to throw to on the outside like that. Just put it up there and let him go get it.
Indeed.
And Lee's a heck of an athlete to go along with the fact that he's got size.
He sure is. Cameron Lee stands at 6'4, 215, a senior. Outstanding reception. Nicely thrown ball by Gilardi. Extra point follows by Denning. It's on the way, and it's right down Main Street. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Lehman Catholic Cavaliers have racked up in the last 6 minutes three scores to lead 21-6 over Waynesfield Goshen on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Baby, I like it, the way you move on the floor. Baby, I like it.
Layman is averaging 19 yards a play here in the first quarter. And that's only one pass play. The rest of them are runs.
At the Cavaliers, as Chuck mentioned, per effort from scrimmage, nearly 20 yards per offensive play. That is unbelievable efficiency. Lehman Catholic's Denning prepares to kick off from his 40. Waynesfield Goshen scored in the first 4 minutes plus of this game to go on top 6-0. And Lehman Catholic in 6 minutes has put a hasty 21 points on the board. Return by Waynesfield Goshen, far side of the field. And the return man meets resistance at the 24, stacked up by about five gold jerseys at that point. A big thank you tonight to Primary Eye Care Associates in Sidney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. That's the motto at Primary Eye Care Associates. Focus on primaryeyecare.org on the web. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets, get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. 498-7282. And Sidney Car Care, South 4th and Sidney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495, 492-9495. It's Clinky, the fullback, who had a productive run in Waynesfield Goshen's last series, lugging the ball here on 1st and 10, but he has stood up right at the line of scrimmage of the 25, no gain. 2nd and 10 for the Tigers from that spot. Offensive center is Caleb Gary, just a sophomore. Two seniors at the tackles, Austin Spring and Rafael DeLeon for Waynesfield Goshen. Ty Little, a sophomore guard. Austin Burt, a freshman guard. So three of the five underclassmen on that offensive front for Waynesfield Goshen, which hands the ball from Miller to Rickle on 2nd and 10. And the tackle is made by Lehman in Goshen's offensive backfield back at the 22.
They don't have a prayer. I mean, they're back there waiting for the handoff.
Yep. Good penetration by Lehman, play after play. Half minute to go in the opening quarter. 3rd and 13 for the Tigers beyond their own 22. As I mentioned, Tanner Hurley, the big tight end, 6'2", 250, is a 12th grader. He's a senior for Waynesfield Goshen, which has 10 on the roster, but the key performers are underclassmen. Here's a screen, left flat by Waynesfield Goshen, and the pass catcher is popped in the back as the ball arrives, and it falls harmlessly incomplete. Ball thrown for Kyle Searson, a sophomore backup tight end and linebacker on defense. Searson, 5'11", 190-pounder. He was tagged just as the
Knapke
ball. Ooh,
Knapke. Got out there, Knapke, and did just, he just read that. They ran it well the first time they ran it. That time didn't fool him in the least.
Good play by Ethan Knapke of Lehman, as Chuck noted. a 6 foot, 170 pound junior, as he put a stick on the intended receiver. Good return of the punt by Rickle of Waynesfield Goshen, caught by Lehman at the midfield stripe, and it's Barhorse flashing those quick feet of his once again as he scurries down the near sideline inside the 40 to the Waynesfield Goshen 31-yard line. 3 seconds left here in the opening quarter. 21-6 Lehman. Final play of the period upcoming. Howler over the ball at center. Three receivers to the left, two to the right. Empty backfield for Gilardi. Man in motion doesn't get the ball. Gilardi keeps instead. He's got a little crease outside right tackle, and he digs hard to the 24 as the first quarter closes. 21-6 Lehman Catholic over Waynesfield Goshen on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookens-USA.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Thanks to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Hello to them. Shout-outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. And hello, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn will make your ideas come to life. JewelryBarnUSA.com, the Jewelry Barn east of Rushi. And we start the second quarter with Gilardi going to the air. He's back at the 30 to throw, and he finds Michael Bunker down inside the 5. He reaches up and snags it, and then he takes a big stride or two and hurries into the end zone for the touchdown. Gilardi to Bunker, beautifully thrown ball. Bunker, an enormous target down inside the 5-yard line. No way Gilardi could miss him. There was coverage by the Tigers in front, but Bunker at 6'5", reached up, made it look easy.
And they gave him a lot of protection so he could stand back there and watch the play develop, because it was kind of an out and up. And he's 2 for 2 for 40 yards and 2 touchdowns.
27-6 Lehman Catholic. We've had a pre-snap penalty on the extra point. 5-yard motion call against the Cavaliers. Thank you, these Anna community sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, pens, and more at Adams Tech Solutions in Anna. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Extra point try by Denning again, this time from the 15, makes it a 25-yard kick. And it is in the middle once more. Center cut. 4 for 4 for Denning. A superb place kicker for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. He makes the count 28-6. 11:53 to go till halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Waynesfield Goshen preparing to receive the Lehman Catholic kickoff. The Cavaliers have steamrolled since giving up a Waynesfield Goshen touchdown on the Tigers' opening drive to start the game. Lehman had not gotten the football yet when Waynesfield Goshen received the opening boot, ran it all the way back out to the 45, then proceeded to go 55 yards in 4 minutes plus and bolt on top by a 6-0 count. Lehman has responded in a big way. 28 consecutive points. Here's the return by Waynesfield Goshen from the 11, right back up the middle of the field. It is Rickle to the 32, 33. He's spilled right there. First and 10 for the Tigers inside their own 35. Lehman Catholic up by 22 points at 28-6 early on here in the second quarter of play. As we mentioned in the pregame, Shane Wireman, second-year head coach for Waynesfield Goshen. Volunteer coach for the football program a couple years back. First-year head coach last year. This is year number two. He was an outstanding high school football player at Allen East, all-state performer, in fact. Here's a screen into the left flat thrown by Miller. And it's blown up on the play by Lehman Catholic. There was a lot of confusion. It was Bunker charging over the line of scrimmage for Lehman Catholic. He was in the path of the thrown ball, which had no chance to be completed.
If he would have thrown it up to where somebody was going to catch it, it was going to be Bunker, not his receiver.
Right. 15 seconds gone here in the second quarter. Second down and 10 for Waynesfield Goshen from the Tigers, 33. Quarterback is Miller. I formation this time. Two receivers to the left. Second man through. Rickle gets the ball. He charges ahead over the 35. Forward progress 37. And then he is shoved backward.
Well, you said a few minutes ago, if they don't establish some kind of a run game here, it's going to be a real, real long night for them.
Right. I know that Waynesfield Goshen is down now by 3 touchdowns, but the Tigers and head coach Shane Wireman must still try to run the ball effectively some in order to make the pass plays have a chance. Otherwise, Lehman Catholic will just sit on the forward pass and come hard at the quarterback, who has already been sacked a few times in this game already. And here's a quick slant, a look in thrown by Miller for Hurley. And it's batted to the turf at the 38-yard line by a Lehman Catholic defensive lineman.
That was Logan Richard again. He's having a heck of a game and calling his name a lot.
Yeah, Logan Richard with a dynamite defensive play. It might have been a reception to Hurley had it gotten past Logan Richard on the defensive front.
I think it would have been a first down, yep. Exactly.
So it's 4th and 7 for Waynesfield Goshen, which sends Rickle back into short punt formation at the 29. He's only about 8 or 9 yards behind the line of scrimmage. And he gets away a high floater far side of the field near the boundary. It is Barhorse for Lehman Catholic. Fair catch at the 34. And that's where the Cavaliers start. First down, 10 yards to go with 10:51 remaining here in quarter number two. This Waynesfield Goshen team has been riddled with injuries. Head coach Shane Wireman out ill this week. But some upperclassmen, some key performers down hurt, and that has affected the Waynesfield Goshen cause as well here in the last few weeks. Here's a good pass by Gilardi, thrown in the right flat to Cameron Lee. He's got the ball about 3 or 4 yards downfield, and then Chuck, he simply bullies his way ahead, lugging a couple white shirts with him, and he wound up toting the football beyond the 45, a gain of about 12 or 13, good enough for a first down.
Should have been about a 3-yard gain, but they had no way to get him on the ground.
And Cameron Lee is a load. Here's a handoff outside, left tackle, sprinting to the edge, goes Owen Smith, he's got running room, breaks a tackle, another, beyond the linebackers, cuts it back against the flow at the 30, angles down the near sideline this time. Look at him go on this hash mark all the way to the end zone for a touchdown. What a beautiful zigzag run, covering 54 yards by Owen Smith.
He got into the traffic, he had a hand on his blocker in front of him, and he read him through, and then when he saw the opening cutback, that was an impressive run.
Wow. Owen Smith.
Who was the flag?
Whoop, we do have a marker down. and it may have blended in with a yellow layman Catholic jersey. That's why we didn't detect it. Play is brought back.
I think sometimes officials tend to throw flags in a game that's getting away because they start feeling sorry for the other team.
And all too often, an offensive player will commit a foul far away from the play, a personal foul that should not have been committed, had no bearing on the play. That does get called. The officials don't ignore that, but sometimes it's simply a case of discipline by the offense. And that could have been the situation right there. Penalty appears to have been marked off about 3 or 4 yards beyond the line of scrimmage from the 49. That means it was a hold against Lehman as this play starts from back inside the 40, and it's a run by the Cavaliers to the 43, setting up a second down and 13 with just over 10 minutes to play in the second period. And sometimes we would like to see officials exercise discretion, Chuck, and not call those holds or clips which occur way behind the play and don't have any impact on it. But those calls are still made and are legitimate. Running play left end, Lehman Catholic, and it's a good one. To the 50, 45. It is Smith who took the flat pass and danced all the way to the Goshen 40. First and 10 for the Cavaliers. Lehman leads by 22 points, 28-6. There is no continuous clock until after the first two quarters are played. Even if Lehman were to go ahead by more than 30 here in the first half of play, the continuous clock would not be implemented till the start of the second half. Here's a running play. Lehman, a quick hitter between right tackle and guard, and spurting all the way down to the 31 goes Owen Smith. Smith, Chuck's got a nice combination of good straight-ahead power, balance as well, plus quickness. He can get it to the outside.
Yeah, he is a complete running back, and that offensive line doing a real nice job.
Here's Gilardi to throw on second and very short, all kinds of time. It's a deep post pattern, middle of the field, off the fingertips of the intended receiver, Cameron Lee, down inside the 10-yard line.
I like that call. You're at second and short. Might as well go ahead and go for it. The line, again, gave him all kinds of time to throw it. Yeah. That was his first miss.
Why not give it a shot on second down and about a foot and a half remaining for a first down? It's third down now outside the Tigers' 30. 9:11 to go, second quarter, 28-6, Lehman Catholic. Receivers left and right, short drop by Gilardi. He scampers out of trouble, motions downfield for a receiver to get free. Oh, what a catch. Sparkling reception down inside the 5-yard line. Wow. Not sure who that was.
Bunker.
I thought it was Bunker. It sure looked like his height. 6'5", Michael Bunker. Outstanding feet. Good footwork down inside the 10-yard line. He leaped way up in the air, and again, Chuck, he makes it look simple.
Well, I don't know if this makes you think about this, but it kind of reminds me of Ethan Wolf that played for Minster.
Yeah.
They would just throw the ball up in the air, and that kid would just go get it.
Yep.
That's what I'm seeing out of Bunker right now, and Lee on the touchdown. So they got a couple of real good receivers.
Yep. In fact, two of the biggest and strongest athletes on Lehman Catholic's offense are wideouts, receivers who catch the ball downfield.
Yeah.
Extra point, but Denning is knocked through the uprights. He's splendid in that department all year long. He is extremely reliable. 9 minutes left until halftime. 35-6, Lehman Catholic on scoresbroadcast.com.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number one, you don't have to spend a lot to get a lot. Because right now, you can get 5 delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. bunker on the 31-yard touchdown reception from Gilardi, and Lehman Catholic's on the board for the fifth time in this game. Five TDs, five conversions, 35-6 Lehman Catholic. Chuck, continuing that thought from just a moment ago, Bunker and Lee, how often do you see Division VII receivers on a football team with that kind of size and strength? What a duo.
Yeah, I know. It's pick your poison.
How do defensive units, coverages in the secondary, cover both of those young men? Very difficult, to say the least.
Well, I'm sure who, when they're preparing for Lehman during the week, that the defensive coordinator does not get a lot of sleep.
And keep in mind, Lehman Catholic, in that season opener at Fort Recovery, had a 3-touchdown lead early on, let it get away. Fort Recovery won it in overtime by a score. Since then, Lehman Catholic has punched out 5 consecutive wins to go 5-1. Game 7 here tonight. Waynesfield Goshen on the return of the kickoff to the 35 of the Tigers. First down, 10 yards to go for the quarterback, Evan Miller. And Miller, I think, faked the inside handoff and kept. Semicircle in the offensive backfield. Nowhere to go. And he is sat on back at the 30-yard line. Two sizable defensive linemen in there on the hit for Lehman Catholics. Sam Young, 6'2", 190, a senior. Michael Bunker, 6'5", 235, a senior. And Waynesfield Goshen has had numerous plays in this game which have been saddled for lost yardage. Under 8.5 remaining in the second quarter. Second down and 15 for Waynesfield Goshen. Very deep drop by the quarterback, who keeps retreating way back behind the line, being chased inside the 20. Down he goes. Quarterback sack number 4, I think, unofficially.
One. 2, 3, 4, 5.
5 quarterback sacks of the Waynesfield Goshen QB Miller. And that was an enormous loss to the 16. Waynesfield Goshen must reach the 45 for a first down. So it's 3rd and 29. 7:40 left to go, second quarter. 35-6 Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. Quarterback Miller not under center. He's in the spread. No, he is up under center. I take that back. Toss sweep to the right. Ball carrier trying to get on the edge. It's Rickle. Can't do it. He is grabbed, wrestled to the turf at about the 18-yard line. Short advance. Punting situation for the Tigers, who have done nothing but punt, punt, punt since the opening drive, on which Waynesfield Goshen took it 55 yards for a touchdown. Back in punt formation is Rickle. Line of scrimmage is at about the 18. Rickle is at the 10. Rugby style, runs forward to the right 2 or 3 steps. Lofty kick, Lehman Catholic fair catch at the Cavaliers 49. Ball may be marked for play right on the 50. Barhorst snared it. First down, 10 yards to go for the Cavaliers. 6:44 left to go in quarter number 2. And Lehman has a commanding 29-point lead. A big thank you to the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Tell Jolene Renderly at the Jewelry Barn that you heard all about the Jewelry Barn right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road. Phone 526-5557. As Lehman Catholic runs it, it's Owen Smith sprinting the daylight beyond the linebackers. And a safety finally latches on to him way down inside the 35 of the Tigers. That play goes for a quick 15. The Jewelry Barn will help make your ideas come to life. Qualified staff at the Jewelry Barn providing you with great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. Ear piercings, watch battery replacement, free jewelry cleaning and inspection for worn prongs and loose stones. Certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading. and also certified in jewelry repair. That's the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, established in 2011. Good combination of quality and price at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, on the web at jewelrybarnusa.com. Excellent running play by Lehman Catholic. Powers the Cavaliers down inside the 5-yard line. However, another marker down play is being wiped out.
I just think it's always amazing that the person who's throwing the flag is also the one on their sideline.
Sometimes it seems that way, doesn't it? The officials have to be on one sideline or the other, I guess. Well, that marker thrown at about the point of attack, the 35-yard line from where that long running play started, is a penalty of about 12 yards back to the 47, where Lehman has it first down all over again. First and 22. Cavaliers get a timeout. Half the second quarter gone. Lehman Catholic 35, Waynesfield Goshen 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
Running play, Lehman Catholic. Cavaliers try it outside right tackle. It's Owen Smith again, and he dives ahead to the 40-yard line of Waynesfield Goshen, setting up a third down and about 13 or 14 yards to go for a first down. 5:40 to go until halftime. Lehman Catholic 35, Waynesfield Goshen 6. Cavaliers with 1, 2, 3 receivers out to the left. Gilardi in the spread. Colin Howler snaps it back to him. Gilardi rolling way out to the left beyond the hash mark. Then squares up and throws back to the near hash mark. A leaping stab by Bunker at the 12. And he angles to the pylon, to the end zone, and sneaks in for the score. Wow. Broken play of sorts. Gilardi wanted to throw a quick strike in rhythm. Couldn't. Was flushed to the left. And then he stood up and found Bunker opposite side of the field running free, and he nailed him right on the numbers. Another TD for Lehman.
I don't know how you lose track of somebody that big, but there was not a defender within 15 yards of him.
No, credit Bunker. He's at 6'5 and has quick feet. He can run good speed, and he simply broke into the clear, ad-libbed it nicely. Gilardi knows he can spot Bunker in a crowd.
Yeah,
although there was not great coverage as Bunker ran to open space. Perfectly thrown ball by Gilardi. Extra point try by Denning is good. And it's 42-6 Lehman. 5:22 to go, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Up the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Chuck, have scored touchdowns in 6 straight possessions, correct?
Yes. Yep, and they had another one that would have been a touchdown, but it got called back on the hold.
Right.
They have not punted yet, so I think they've scored on every possession.
Waynesfield Goshen with a very successful game opening drive of 55 yards, which led to a touchdown, and a 6-0 lead, but Lehman Catholic has struck back and often. Kickoff Denning to the 6-yard line, return near hash mark, sideline, brought back over the 25. Might have been a late hit on Lehman, not called. So it'll be first and 10 for the Tigers at their own 27-yard line.
Well, we got a marker down. I think it's going to be a hold on the return team.
That was Brian Ferris, a freshman, who brought the ball back upfield on the kickoff return by the Tigers. Again, repeating, a number of key performers on this squad are underclassmen, many sophomores, in fact. There are 10 seniors on the roster, a few important ones injured, not available for this game tonight.
17 freshmen and sophomores on the roster.
And the penalty against Waynesfield Goshen causes the Tigers to retreat back to the 17, first and 10 Waynesfield at that spot. Lehman Catholic Cavaliers' schedule will stiffen in the Northwest Central Conference over the last 3 weeks. A game at Upper Souda Valley, a home game with Lima Perry, and then on the road at Riverside, the last two could be especially tough, as both Perry and Riverside are starting to flex their muscles. Waynesfield Goshen with a nice run right up the middle, and it knocks out about 8 yards to the 23 or 24-yard line. Rickle carved out space, tackled by Lehman Catholic. Second down 3 for Waynesfield Goshen with 4:50 to go in the second period. Again, Waynesfield Goshen is coached by second-year man Shane Wireman, teaches math at the high school. All-Ohio defensive lineman for Allen East. His first year at the helm of the Waynesfield Goshen football program was last season, volunteer coach in 2015. Running play, Tigers left guard, Nets maybe one, third, and at least two to go for a first down for Waynesfield Goshen at its own 24-yard line as we approach the 4-minute mark here in the second period. Lehman Catholic with a number of outstanding performers going both ways, and Division VII programs simply have no choice. Usually a little slight in numbers, and your best athletes get on the field, offense, defense, maybe even special teams. Here's a drop by Miller way back inside the 50. He's being harassed, nowhere to go. He's cornered, and he's helmeted down back at the 12-yard line, hit pretty hard. A loss on the play, and Waynesfield Goshen will have to kick. Boy, Lehman Catholic has not been held out, Chuck, on any one third and long situation since the opening drive by Waynesfield Goshen to start the game.
That's just a free run to the quarterback right now. I feel sorry for the kid.
Rickle is in short punt formation at the 5. Waynesfield Goshen facing a 4th and 13. The kick by Rickle, rugby style, far sideline, hits at the Waynesfield 40. Takes a Tigers hop all the way out to the 48. 1st and 10, Lehman Catholic, from that spot on the field. Well, Waynesfield Goshen produced a nice first down run to start that series, about 6.5 yards, and then could do no more offensively and had to punt the ball on 4th and 10. 2:56 to go, quarter number 2, Lehman Catholic to the line of scrimmage. 1, 2, 3, 4 receivers are flanked, and I think a timeout has been called. Under 3 to go till halftime. Lehman Catholic leads Waynesfield Goshen 42-6 on Scores, broadcast.com.
When your car's down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
And as we were enjoying that message from Sydney Car Care, one of our fine sponsors, Owen Smith, took it to the house from 47 yards out for Lehman Catholic. A spurt right up the middle, showing excellent balance, good running discipline in behind his offensive line. And once he got beyond the linebackers, it was clear sailing for Owen Smith. He displays outstanding footwork. He runs the ball with savvy and know-how. He did it once again, a 47-yarder all the way to the end zone. Extra point by Denning is on the mark. He's 7-for-7. Lehman up 49-6, 2:47 to go second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Ensuing kickoff by Lehman Catholic to the Tigers 14. Run back out across the 20, 25, 30. A good journey up the field by Waynesfield Goshen. It was Tanner Hurley, the very good tight end for the Tigers. He skipped to the 32 or 3, and that's where Waynesfield Goshen starts, first and 10 with 2:40 left in the first half of action. Our halftime guest will be the commissioner for the Ohio High School Athletic Association, Dr. Dan Ross. And we'll chat with Dan about a number of issues, including the competitive balance formula, the recently completed leadership conference sponsored by the foundation of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Dr. Ross, an amazing medical story, serious heart ailment in the past couple years, was nearly down for the count, almost lost his life, has recovered. Glad he's back in the saddle as the commissioner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. He's waiting on a heart transplant. The hardware in his chest is operated by batteries attached to his belt.
Wow.
One is charging while the other is doing its thing.
He is such a good man and been a great leader for the association. It's nice to know that they're doing good things for him medically.
And, Chuck, he looks and sounds as if nothing has ever happened to him. He looks like a picture of health now. But he's waiting on a transplant. But thanks to the Lord and a medical miracle, Dr. Ross is with us and is the commissioner for the Ohio High School Athletic Association. And thanks so much to Mr. Gray from Dark County, longtime administrator, in Dark County, Ohio, for filling some pretty big shoes while Dr. Ross was on the mend. So, Layman Catholic, after a Waynesfield Goshen punt, has the football. Chuck, did I miss
something?
That was
a fumble.
I'm sorry. I take that back. Waynesfield Goshen with a good return by Hurley of the kickoff out to the 32-yard line. And then the first play from scrimmage, our first turnover of the night committed by Waynesfield Goshen. Layman's got the ball again on the Tigers' side of the 50 at the 40-yard line.
Well, they were looking to run a sweep, and the running back just dropped the ball.
49-6 Layman. Here's Gilardi. Fakes the jet sweep to the right to Barhorst. Gilardi keeps, and he puts his nose to the grindstone and chugs hard up the middle inside the 35 to the 33 of the Tigers. Second down and about 7 or 8 yards to go for a first down. Under 90 seconds left in the second quarter. So our halftime break will feature two segments of conversation with Dr. Dan Ross, Ohio High School Athletic Association Commissioner, following our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report from Chuck. Here is Owen Smith through a hole between left tackle and guard. He tries to pop it to the outside. He's got the first down or close to it. He's wrestled down at the 26. His knee's a couple feet shy. Chuck, I think that's a new ball carrier in now for Layman Catholic. I don't believe it was Owen Smith.
I think that was Aldo Barrera.
Uh-huh. Barrera, a 5'7", 160-pound senior. And here's a run to the right by Layman Catholic. And this will generate first down yardage, 20-15, down close to the 10. It's Braden Barhorst. He is crashed out of bounds right at the 10-yard line. That makes it a goal-to-go situation for the Layman Catholic Cavaliers. Clock reads 35 seconds to go in the second quarter. Gilardi still at the helm. Jet sweep to the left. Ball carrier is being harassed, trying to get the corner turned. Can't quite get it done, sliding down at the line of scrimmage. That was Barhorst trying to zip it wide, and it was stretched out nicely by Waynesfield Goshen's defense. Here is Gilardi. Little play action, lobbing down near the goal line, 1 yard line, intended on the play for Bunker or Lee, and it is caught into the end zone for a score. Boy, Gilardi has had an easy time throwing the football in this game tonight. Outstanding protection afforded him by the offensive group up front. Gilardi, a junior, has been throwing strikes all evening.
5 touchdown passes in the first half. That's got to be close to a record.
Wow. Extra point try by Denning to make it 56-6. It's up and away, and it is good. 7 seconds to go, second quarter. Cavaliers lead it big on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Alexander Stadium Perk Field on the campus of Pickwell High School, the scene of tonight's Northwest Central Conference game between Layman Catholic and Waynesfield Goshen. It is now 56-6 in favor of Layman, which spotted Waynesfield Goshen those 6 points in the first 4 minutes plus of the game when the Tigers returned the opening kickoff from the 11 to the 45. And then proceeded to eat up 4 minutes and 55 yards and go on top 6-0, 2 points after, no good. And Layman was down 6-0 and hadn't touched the ball yet, 4 minutes into the contest. But Layman Catholic has scored on 8 consecutive possessions, 56 unanswered points. Lehman's kickoff downfield is run back by Waynesfield Goshen. Tackle made at the 30 as the first half closes. 56-6 Lehman Catholic over Waynesfield Goshen here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Pickwai School. Lehman Catholic with a 50-point lead over Waynesfield Goshen after two quarters of action. Our primary underwriting sponsors tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. And our halftime report is brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers. Totally dominated by the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, who are on fire tonight.
Well, 56-6, you can imagine what the stats look like. Lehman had 15 rushes from scrimmage, 232 yards on the ground. Gilardi was 7 of 8 for 134 yards and 5 touchdowns. 366 total yards, 8 first downs, and no turnovers in the first half. Waynesfield had ran the ball 22 times for negative 10 yards. They were 2 of 6 passing for 44. They have 34 total yards, 3 first downs, and a turnover.
Chuck, I know that Lehman Catholic is up in a big way. It's a lopsided game here at the halftime break. In fact, we'll have a continuous clock for the entire second half here tonight. It's difficult to get an accurate read on Lehman Catholic, but I tell you what, Gilardi is experienced. He knows what he's doing. He looks like he's been at Lehman running the show for 4 years.
Right.
He's that well composed. He's got two sizable receivers in Lee and Bunker, a speedy one in Barhorst, an outstanding tailback who's got know-how and savvy in Owen Smith, an experienced offensive line. I can see how Lehman Catholic in Division 7 in the postseason playoffs is going to give anybody a lot of trouble.
I think they're going to be a contender, and you're right. It's hard to get a read because of the competition tonight, but we've been doing this a long time. You know athletes,
yep.
And you know that the offensive line I mean, that's not a small defensive line that they're going up against. But, man, they are just opening holes. It's 4 or 5 yards down the field before a defender even has a look at the running back, and that is outstanding offensive line play.
Yeah, Logan Richard, Colin Haller up front for the Layman Catholic Cavaliers, along with Michael Westner, Sam Young, Seth Sargent, Michael Bunker at tight end. They're all getting the job done. A big momentum push up front. Owen Smith is having a field day running the football. Waynesfield Goshen, as we've noted several times, has suffered the injury bug. It's a club whose best players are underclassmen, although tight end Tanner Hurley is an outstanding senior performer. But most of the key performers on this team are sophomores and underclassmen. It's a club that will be back. Waynesfield Goshen football has been strong in the past. It will return and is being guided by second-year head coach Shane Wireman. And we wish the Tigers the best of luck the remainder of this season and in years to come. 56-6, Layman Catholic over Waynesfield Goshen here at the halftime. Our report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. 56-6, Layman Catholic over Waynesfield Goshen here at halftime. Dr. Dan Ross is our outstanding commissioner for the Ohio High School Athletic Association. We nearly lost Dan in the last couple years to a rare and serious heart ailment. But thanks to the Lord and a medical miracle, Dan has been kept alive. He's going strong. He is much, much better. Looks fine, acts fine. He's back in the saddle as the commissioner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. He is currently waiting on a heart transplant. In fact, the hardware in his chest is now being powered by a battery, which is hooked to his belt. He talked with me earlier this week about being back in the position that he loves, the commissioner of the OHSAA.
The good Lord saved my life, and it's been kind of a long journey to walk through. But I'm really, really glad to be back. I'm glad to be back working with the kids, and it's been a while. But I was down for the count for a while too, so. The good Lord did save my life, and I've been blessed to be here. And everybody's prayers, I greatly appreciate, because I'm still on the list for a transplant, heart transplant.
Wow.
So everybody's prayers have helped pull me through this and will get me through the next part of this too.
Let's highlight the OHSAA Foundation Leadership Conference, largest of its nature in the country.
Yes. It was beginning of October. Mm-hmm. 1,600 kids, and it's in the Archie Griffin Ballroom at Ohio State. And if we're going to continue for this to grow, we're going to have to find a different place, or because it was awesome. And people worry sometimes about the next generation of kids. The next generation of kids coming through, I don't worry about at all. Those young people were amazing. And we put together a team of people, and that program is designed by kids for kids. Mm-hmm. And so the program of people that came in to speak were offering messages for them about, okay, you've been identified as a leader. Mm-hmm. What are some of the other things that you can do to take you to the next level?
Right.
And so they heard five very, very powerful speakers. And so I'm sure that they left there with at least one nugget that they could take home and say, you know, this is something that I know I can do. I now have a good template because my life is kind of like that person's life. And if they made it and they've done well and this is how they were successful, I can model that behavior. And it was an absolutely fantastic day.
It sure sounds like it. Fridays only for the first four rounds of the OHSAA football playoffs here in 2017.
Yes, and we're really, really pleased with that. We believe that Friday night is high school football night.
Right.
And so our coaches are really, really excited about this. And that was a suggestion that they had about trying to put that focus on the Friday nights. And we're really, really tickled. 10 years ago, we probably weren't able to do this because of facilities. We don't want to put people on facilities that you may have an issue at the end of the game. And somebody said, you know, well, we probably would have won if we were to have been on a good field. Well, there are now so many good turf fields across Ohio that, for the most part, we don't have fields that we believe would be below par.
Mm-hmm.
That first week is still, you know, home opener.
Right.
Home field advantage.
Yes.
One. So we'll have to watch some of those a little bit, but we have the officials to do that, and I think everybody's pretty excited about seeing how that works.
And
we just need to pray for a great weather that first Friday night.
Sure, sure. And state championship weekend is Thursday, Friday, Saturday back in Stark County.
It is, and we're going to remain with the format that we've used for probably about the last 4 or 5 years when we added the division, the 7th division. So we're going to do Thursday night, Friday, and Saturday, and we'll be back at the new Tom Benson Stadium, which, if people haven't been there, it's absolutely gorgeous. It's where Canton Fawcett Stadium was before, and it's on the same site, the NFL and the city of Canton and the state of Ohio have put together, and many donors have put together a package that's going to be an unbelievable site when it's finished. It'll be called the Hall of Fame Village, and it'll have a number of amenities that are going to be in and around there, but they're not all available right now. The field is what they've focused on for right now.
Sure, sure. How has the 7 division format worked out in Ohio high school football, including Division One, which includes the large schools?
You know, at the very beginning, there was some questions about that, because I think, you know, if you have 72 schools and you're going to have 16 of those that are going to make it, and you have 16 out of 108 in the other divisions, there were some people that kind of felt like, well, they may have a little bit easier road. And we just keep reminding them, well, if you want to go up and play those guys, you can certainly go on up. Why don't you just jump up there in that division and take on some of those guys? And we've had no takers with that. But honestly, it has worked out really, really well.
Good.
You know, we have 224 schools that have the opportunity to play in the playoffs. And there's always been some conversation about that, about why don't you have everybody be in the playoffs. Well, I don't think everybody should be in the playoffs because, especially if you're going to put one against 16, you don't want to do that on a team that has really struggled that year and their numbers are down, and put them against the number one seed.
Agreed.
I don't think that's good for kids, and I don't think it's good for the sport.
Competitive balance update. I know you've had meetings, including here early in October.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that we said that we would do is after it got started, and it's now been about a month, that we were going to bring the committee back together and have them review all of the issues that have been brought forth as, you know, this thing's really good, but I wish you would have thought about this, or I wish you would have thought about that, or what, couldn't we do this? And so every one of those we put in a file. And when the committee comes together, they have a list of all those.
There you go.
And we'll go down that list one by one, and let the committee make some recommendations to our board of things that they believe should be changes. The timetable for all of that piece is if we're hoping that any of the recommendations that they make, if it has any change in the formula, it has to go back to mm-hmm. All of our member schools for a vote. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. our timing with that is that we would like to get any changes that the committee recommends back to the board of directors by January. Yeah. And the board of directors, if they were going to approve that for a vote by our member schools, could do that in the spring. And then the voting that our principals would entertain any of those changes would be the first 2 weeks in May. And the good part about that is if there are any changes, that it's still a year before implementation.
Sure.
So our schools would have a year to plan if there is a change with that. And a year from in 2019 will be the classification change, too. Mm-hmm. So you instead of having the classification change and any competitive ballot changes, all changes within a couple of months or could be a month. That now at least the competitive balance piece, if there's any major pieces, they would have a year to make an adjustment, even though that change would not be made until 2019.
Words of Dan Ross, the commissioner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, with whom I spent time on Wednesday morning. This is scoresbroadcast.com. Layman Catholic leads Waynesfield Goshen 56-6 here at our halftime break. Continuing that discussion with Dr. Ross, we highlighted more of the competitive balance formula and the fact that there's a chance in the future it could be tweaked, allowing a particular school to go up or down as many as two divisions.
If your competitive balance number takes you up more than one division, you should be able to go. Right now, the limit on that is one.
Oh, okay.
And I think kind of one of the surprises for us is that some of our schools, by their growth numbers, the enrollment numbers that you use,
yes,
their enrollment would take them down, but then their competitive balance, since you can only go back up one division, would take them up to the division that they just left.
Uh-huh.
That kind of surprised us because we thought most of them were either going to go down or up. We forgot about the ones that growth-wise, you know, they may not be growing, and they
right.
would go down, and then their competitive balance. But if they had a huge competitive balance number, should they be able to go up more than one division? That's
sure.
one of the pieces. Should we look at the factors for all of the sports that are involved? Should we include more sports? I mean, these are mm-hmm. things that schools have said, will you please think about that? What about feeder schools for our non-publics?
Sure.
Should we revise that piece or the boundaries for our multi-high schools?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of issues that they would like to have reviewed, but it's wonderful. I think that our schools care, and that for them to submit things to say, gosh, can you look at this? Because we believe this may make it better.
Yeah.
You know, we feel like we have one of the better systems in the country.
Right.
And we feel like that because we have public and non-public people that were on this committee. And honestly, they did put their baggage outside the room when they came in. It was tough at the very beginning,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
they put the baggage outside and said, okay, let's make decisions on what we think is good for the kids in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
It may not necessarily be good
mm-hmm.
for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think they did a great job of doing that.
How unique is this competitive balance formula here in Ohio compared with the rest of the country?
There isn't one like this in the country.
Wow.
And it's kind of interesting because there are states with multipliers.
Sure.
But the multipliers that most of those states have is if you're a non-public school, your kid automatically counts two
mm-hmm.
or three or one and a half or whatever. Ours is we took our public and non-public and said, okay, we have situations that are very similar in both of those. And if you're going to do that to one, you're going to do the same thing to the other.
Right.
And I think that what differentiates us from what's happening across the country. And it's been watched by a whole lot of other states
yeah.
asking about, you know, would you come and talk to us about how you do that and how that's worked? Well, we're now in year one, so we're hopefully going to be gathering some data to be able to help others. You have to have a unique group of people that really do care about kids, all kids, not just who they represent. You got to say, okay, I'm trying to look for what we believe is going to be good for all kids in Ohio, not just mine.
Introduction of bowling as an OHSAA sport went very smoothly. Talk about lacrosse and its introduction.
It was about as seamless as it could possibly be, but I think we learned from the bowling part. The bowling was seamless, and it went very, very well. Bowling's probably our fastest growing sport. And I love that because there's so many kids that don't do other activities that bowl. And I want them connected to school because when they're connected, their grades are going to be better. And all their graduation, not that that may be an issue, but it's certainly the research says that their chances of success grow with their involvement with that. But lacrosse, you know, and maybe not having been close around lacrosse, and many people, if you take about a 25-mile swath and you drew a line from Cleveland through Columbus and go to Cincinnati, and you said, okay, go 25 miles on each side of that line.
Right.
That's predominantly where all the lacrosse schools. Well, now it's starting to really, really pick up in other areas of Ohio.
Exciting.
But you hear it, you know, that it's kind of a renegade sport. You know, that's kind of what the we did not find that to be that way at all.
Good.
The kids were great. The coaches were great. The parents were great. We had our first state final in lacrosse at Ohio Wesleyan University, and they just loved having it, and the kids loved being there, and it couldn't have gone better. It couldn't have gone better. It was a great addition to that now makes 26 sports that we have, and it was a great addition to our list of opportunities for kids.
And the implementation of concussion protocol statewide has also been a great success.
It has. And I think that's a real commendation for our coaches and our ADs and our trainers and our schools and our parents, that everybody is trying to become more knowledgeable about this. And the research on concussions is going to change. And, again, changes almost weekly. But they have done a wonderful job that if they're going to err, they're going to err on the side of caution. And I think that's, for the health and safety of young people, that's what you should do. And I'm very proud of them for doing that. I think one of the things that we can probably work on and get a little bit better is what I call return to learn. That, you know, when kids are concussed, everybody's worrying about that physical well-being. And as a former school administrator, I was too. I didn't really think about what happens when they come back to school. Well, a lot of the research right now is saying that some of the things that are occurring when they come back to school, that the youngster would probably be better off going out and walking around the track. Mm-hmm. And let me give you an example. Comes in first period and he has a study hall and he's going to be sitting next to the band room. No.
Right.
Or they're going to come in and say, okay, we have this computer project you need to work on. No. Mm-hmm. We have this video you should watch. No. You're going to have a study hall during lunch in the lunchroom.
Mm-hmm.
No. I mean, things that are not going to be conducive for that youngster recovering that happen in school, we just need to make sure that the communication pieces are in place, that if that youngster ends up with signs of symptoms of a concussion, that when they come back to school, we try to minimize anything that could be a detriment to their recovery. And I think our schools are working really hard on that, but that's one that we're probably not, well, I don't think we're as far along with that as we are with the protocols of what happens on the field. And we our schools have done a marvelous job of dealing with that.
Dr. Dan Ross, Commissioner, Ohio High School Athletic Association, a wonderful guest. We chat with him every October, and we will be playing for you excerpts of our digitized interviews the remainder of this regular season and during the postseason playoffs. We're seconds away from the start of the third quarter of this game tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com between Lehman Catholic and Waynesfield Goshen. And Lehman is in command 56-6 after spotting Waynesfield Goshen those 6 points in the first 4.5 minutes of the game.
We're getting ready to see something. And all my years of watching football, I have never seen the team choose to kick off again in the second half. Lehman they kicked off to start the game, and they are now kicking off, and they do have that option to start, and they evidently are showing some class.
Yeah, Lehman deferred, won the toss to start the game, deferred choice to the beginning of the second half. Thus, Waynesfield Goshen received the first half kickoff. Then the choice reverts back to Lehman to start the second half, as I noted. Because Lehman didn't choose to receive to begin the game. Lehman, as Chuck just noted, chose to kick off to start the third quarter, and that is a display of sportsmanship.
It is.
easy for me to say.
But I have never seen that ever. That's the first time I've ever seen the team kick off twice in the game.
I have never seen a display of sportsmanship like that in all my years of watching football. You see the kneel down, you know, with a minute and a half to go in the fourth quarter. And you see running play after running play with the game well decided midway fourth quarter. But I don't think I have seen the leading team with the option to start the second half choose to kick rather than receive the football. Anyway, Waynesfield Goshen returned the kick from the 7-yard line out to the 15. Very good coverage by Lehman. Here's an inside handoff and a good romp up the middle. 10-11-yard burst over the 25 to the 26 by Rickle. And it is a first and 10 for the Waynesfield Goshen Tigers. We will do our best to track down new numbers on the field for Lehman Catholic, which will substitute freely over the final two quarters of this game. Lehman Catholic has two of its remaining three on the road. Upper Soda Valley next week, Lima Perry back here in 2 weeks, and then away at Riverside in the finale. And those three contests promise to be, without question, the three most difficult games in the Northwest Central Conference for Lehman Catholic this year. Running play on first and 10 for Waynesfield Goshen produces five from the 27 to the 32. Second down and five for Waynesfield Goshen. Well, we have called Borhorse's name a lot. Chuck, offensively, defensively, he has been on very active both sides of the ball. Braden Borhorse for Lehman. Excuse me. Here's a flat pass thrown ahead to the right by the quarterback, Miller. It was not a lateral. It was ahead by a yard or so. It's at the feet of the receiver. He can't catch it, so it's incomplete. Players hustled after the ball, but it was not a fumble. Nearly 3 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Scoreboard shows second down. That can't be correct.
That's third.
Yeah, it's got to be third. Third and five for Waynesfield Goshen at the Tigers 32. Right up the middle. Whoa. I apologize for the sneeze. It came on that
came out
seven.
Of nowhere, didn't it?
It sure did. Ball was faked to Klinke, given to Rickle by Miller, and wow, Lehman Catholic stuffed it right at the 31. And just as I sneezed, the ball carrier was plowed into, might have lost a yard. It's a punting situation for the Tigers at their own 31-yard line.
That was Ethan Kanapke again. He's having a nice game, too.
Lehman, two back in position to receive as they try to guard against the rugby kick and cover the width of the field. But the ball hits short of the 45, and Lehman runs away from it, lets the ball bounce, and it does several times, continues to roll and trickle to a stop at the Lehman 29. First and 10 for the Cavaliers from that spot. Excuse me. 4 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Is that still Gilardi at quarterback, Chuck?
Let me get a look at it. I think so, yeah.
He runs to the right, makes a late pitch to Owen Smith. And look at him go. Wow, down the far sideline. He's got an avenue. I don't think he's going to be touched. He's at the 50, the 40 of Waynesfield Goshen, and he outraces the cornerback and the safety down the sideline all the way to the end zone. Boy, you talk about making it look so easy.
They had such a good angle on him, I thought he's going to get down to about the 20, and he had a third gear that he put that in.
Exactly. Yeah, I thought the same as you, Chuck. I figured that somewhere down around the 30, maybe as early as the 35-yard line, somebody would get a piece of Owen Smith and nudge him out of bounds. It never happened. Owen Smith has got excellent breakaway speed. And he was an All-Ohio defensive back a year ago on that Lehman defensive unit. And in Division 7, boy, he could challenge for All-State honors offensively this year.
I would hope so.
Yep. Touchdown, Owen Smith. Extra point by Denning is good once more. He is 9-for-9 on the night. 4 minutes gone, third quarter, 63-6 Lehman on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
And serving the Upper Miami Valley, excuse me, easy for me to say. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972 is Barker Insurance, with a reputation that is second to none. For multiple years now, Barker has been the number one most valued agency in the area. And at 9040 North County Road 25A on the north edge of Sydney, Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, and Ohio Mutual, to name several. You're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857. Owen Smith with a mad dash down the far right sideline for Lehman Catholic, took it to the house, not sure he was even touched. Extra point by Denning was in the middle, perfectly stroked. He is 9-for-9 on the night. Return of the kickoff by Waynesfield Goshen, only to the 18. And the first play is a run from scrimmage for 4 by Rickle right up the gut. We played a little over 5 minutes here in the third quarter, 63-6 in favor of Lehman. And we have implemented the continuous clock. It will be in effect for the entire second half. Miller at quarterback for Waynesfield Goshen, under center. That's where he's been virtually all evening long. It's that fullback, or I should say tailback blast play off right tackle, and Lehman Catholic stands it up just beyond the line of scrimmage at the 23.
Sam Young.
Young, another sizable young man for that Lehman Catholic team. He is a force, offensive and defensive line, 6'2", 190, a senior. Lehman's only got a dozen seniors on its roster, but they all figure.
Yeah.
They're key components.
They're going to miss a lot of these young men next year.
Indeed.
Sure.
Yep.
So sit up in the stands and enjoy them now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, all these seniors this season are important cogs on offense, defense, and special teams for the Cavaliers. Third and 5, Waynesfield Goshen. Fake inside handoff to Klinke. Here's a toss sweep to Rickle. He can't get outside. He's upset at the 21, might have lost a yard or two. And Waynesfield Goshen again has to punt the football, I bet, Chuck, now for about the 9th or 10th time here tonight.
Yeah, I've lost track. We kind of knew this. When you and I talked this week, we wanted to get a Lehman game in for sure because it's going to be tough to get them the last 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't want to just show up and do the first playoff game or the second one, wherever they got. So, you know, we wanted to see them, and they are as advertised.
Uh-huh. Lehman Catholic has been an eyeful here tonight. That punt by Rickle nearly blocked. It's a short rugby boot. Hits at the 49. Right near midfield, bounds back toward the Waynesfield Goshen goal, and it's stopped right there by a Tiger player who doesn't let the ball retreat any further. Lehman starts 1st and 10 from the Goshen 48 with 4:42 left here in the third. Now, the Cavaliers have been impressive. It's a team that over the last couple seasons has been building strength. A number of these young men
have last names, Chuck, we've been calling now
forever
for three seasons.
And we got Cameron Lee back there, quarterback. And I'll tell you what, if it wasn't for Gilardi, he would be quite a quarterback for them, too.
Well, Lee faked the inside handoff, and the 6'4 Cameron Lee kept the football, and he exploded outside left tackle. A lot of room to run. Real estate down the near sideline, inside the 30. Boy, he's like an antelope. Long strides. He won't be stopped until he runs out of room, out of bounds at the 12. And you can bet the rest of this season and in the postseason, key games upcoming, the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers will do all they can to get the football in the hands of Cameron Lee. Here's the snap from center. Whoops, up and over the head of Cameron. The ball bounces way back to the 25, where he scoops it up and tries to make something out of nothing. He spilled at the 19-yard line of Waynesfield Goshen.
That's hard to do on its in its own, snapping the ball over his head.
Tell you what, since the Waynesfield Goshen opening drive, which was highly successful, that poor snap right there is about the only thing Lehman Catholic's done wrong since early in this contest.
The only negative play now from scrimmage tonight is that first one right there.
Yeah, you're right. That only negative play since. Here's a running play. Cameron Lee again. Look at him go. Wow, like a freight train. He barrels down inside the 10-5. Got close to the end zone. Didn't quite make it. Goal to go for Lehman at the 1. Was that play before that one the only negative play on the night for Lehman?
That was, yep. That was the first one, and it took a bad snap. Yeah. Defensively, they've not stopped him on any play tonight.
Right. Goal to go, Lehman, 1 yard line. Well, you wonder if there might be an occasion against a Lima Perry, an Upper Scioto, or a Riverside, or in a playoff contest, when you might see Cameron Lee in the offensive backfield, maybe in the Wildcat look. Here's a running play, Lehman over right guard, and a nice little crevice opens up, and it's Solman in for the score. Was that Tyler Solman?
Yes, it was.
The sophomore.
Yep.
And he's a good little scat back. He scooted right through a crease to the right of center. And he made the last 1 yard look pretty simple. Extra point try coming here for Denning. Lehman Catholic's offensive line is extremely strong. It's experienced. It's a close-knit group. And technique-wise, it's very good. Another extra point, but Denning on the way. Yes, he's got 10. And, boy, I haven't seen a Lehman Catholic record book tonight, but I've got to believe 10 made extra points in a row on one evening has got to be near the top in Lehman Catholic football history. 70-6, Lehman. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Well, Michael Denning has just converted for the 10th straight time in this contest tonight. What a weapon he is. He can notch field goals from 40 yards out or a little bit better. And that's a weapon that in a close contest, and Lehman Catholic could have a couple or three nip-and-tuck games over the next 5 or 6 weeks. That's a weapon in a close contest that can spell the difference. Denning's leg.
Oh, he's got, yeah, he's... He's got 40-yard field goal length, easy.
Uh-huh. And his kickoffs, time and time again, sail well down inside the 10. This one to the 4, and the return man for Waynesfield Goshen gets out on the perimeter. Oh, a nice bring back of the kickoff by Denning all the way to the 25-30 over the 35. Tackle made on Lambert, who's a sophomore receiver in the Waynesfield Goshen offense.
Good hustle by him as he sprinted to the near side of the field and outraced Lehman Catholic's coverage and brought the ball back 30 yards to the 35-yard line. Minute 20 left to go here in the third. Waynesfield Goshen is missing at least three senior starters out with injury who normally would have been on the field all night long. Although Lehman has played so well, very, very doubtful that the addition of those three young men for Waynesfield Goshen would have made a significant difference here this evening. Here's a sweep to the left. Lehman Catholic penetrates and gets in the offensive backfield of Waynesfield Goshen once again and throttles that play for a minus two.
I don't think Tom Brady, if he was here tonight, could make up the difference.
Pretty well put. 36 seconds to go in the third quarter. 70-6 in favor of Lehman. Waynesfield Goshen Tigers to the line of scrimmage. Hurley flanked 12 yards out here to the right. He's got the best set of hands among the receiving core for Waynesfield Goshen. Long snap count here by the QB, Miller, who may elect to allow the play clock on the scoreboard to wind down. It's about even. The play clock and the scoreboard clock are neck and neck, right at 5 seconds. Under three now, and that's going to do it. Third quarter closes, 70-6 Lehman Catholic over Waynesfield Goshen on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Waynesfield Goshen has the ball at its own 34-yard line. Second down, 12 to go, more like the 32, my mistake. Series started at the 34. Lost yardage on the last play before the end of the third quarter. And the first play to start the fourth gets those lost 2 yards back. It'll be third and 10 for Waynesfield Goshen across its own 35.
Yeah, they got all kinds of subs out there now defensively for the Cavaliers.
Now, Lehman Catholic now has a junior in the person of Nick Largent, 5'11", 172-pounder. I formation for the quarterback, Miller, short drop. And he lofts one down the right side for Hurley. Tanner Hurley makes a nifty catch. He got a little bump on the defender for Lehman Catholic, stepped inside him, and took the thrown football on his knees at the 45-yard line. A completed pass, Miller to Hurley for Waynesfield Goshen.
Well, that's John Cinciola out there. You got 6'2", 250 going against 5'6", 130.
Yeah, Hurley's a big young man. Very good football player, fine athlete for Waynesfield Goshen. He makes the reception. First down, Tigers at the Lehman 45. First 90 seconds of the fourth quarter. Lehman leading 70-6. Snap back to Miller. Rolls on the ground. He plops on it right at the 50. So it will be second down and 15 for Waynesfield Goshen from that point. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is one of our underwriting sponsors. Owned by Adam Rice, reaching out to aid small businesses is Adams Tech Solutions with high-tech computer solutions like PC and network repair, remote management, custom builds, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. and Adams Tech Solutions provides you with customized promotional items too. Pens, mugs, t-shirts, and more. Market your business choosing from hundreds of promotional items from Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Phone 937-538-6948. 538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. But Chuck, as we were talking about one of our fine sponsors, an outstanding running play turned in by Waynesfield Goshen.
That was Clinky.
Clinky, the fullback.
Showed some speed for as big as the kid is.
He sure did. Cracked off left tackle. Busted that play wide open to the outside. Zipped down the near sideline. Play covered
45.
I knew it was in the vicinity of 40. A 45-yard touchdown run by Clinky of Waynesfield Goshen. Easily the biggest play in terms of yardage gained on the night for Waynesfield Goshen, which tries the fade pattern on the 2 points after, and it's a strike thrown by Miller to Hurley, right corner of the end zone. He reaches up above the helmet and picks it off. The 2 points are good. 9.5 to go in the game. Lehman Catholic 70, Waynesfield Goshen 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank business specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Alexander Stadium, Perk Field, on the campus of Piqua High School, where Waynesfield Goshen has just scored for the second time in this contest. Lehman still in command. Don't forget, next week here on scoresbroadcast.com, we've got a very good game for you on Friday night featuring Troy at Sydney. It is a critical Division II contest in this region. Sydney is fourth in the region, Troy just outside the top eight. And given the way that Sydney has given up points, Chuck, in the last few weeks, the Troy Trojans, I'm sure, are thinking upset. And Tip rolled up 42 last night a few weeks ago. Xenia, 48. Sydney won those two games, 49-42 and 55-48. But Troy is not going to be easy for Sydney next Friday. We cover that game, kickoff at 7.
No, it's going to be a good game. And it's kind of fun to watch the old MBL teams get together.
Yep. And we'll have an opportunity to spend some time midweek next week with Matt Burbacher, head coach of Troy, the former mentor of the Fort Laramie program.
See, being a Piqua coach forever, you don't have a lot of love for Troy, but Matt Burbacher is one of my favorite people.
You know,
so I'm glad he's having success there.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a young man shaken up on the field when play resumes.
Looks like he had cramps.
Yes, and that's all it is. It's just a cramp being experienced by one of the Waynesfield Goshen linemen. Austin Burt, a freshman, 6-footer, 235-pounder, slowly moves off to the far side of the gridiron. And play is set to restart right at the 50. Lehman's got it first and 10.
Well, now we have a new quarterback out there. I think it's number three. I can't tell. Maybe three.
And if it is three, and I think you're correct, Chuck, there's a fine play by Lehman down the right side of the field. Was that ball thrown by the new QB?
Yeah, it was.
And the ball was dished down, I think it was R.J. Bertini.
To Noah Young, and I'll tell you what, that was a heck of a run by the young man. He's only a sophomore.
Bertini, 5'8", 150, a soft, and Noah Young hauled it in, and he would not go down. He ran stubbornly from the 45-yard line inside the 35 of Waynesfield Goshen, caught the pass in the flat on the near hash mark, and he streaked to the 34 of the Tigers. First and 10, Layman Catholic from that spot. Hand off, offensive backfield. Ball carrier meets resistance, shakes off the tackler, and look at him go. Layman Catholic putting subs on the field, and another new player, a running back in for Layman, was fed the ball by Bertini, and he dashed to the end zone for six more.
That was Solomon again, and I tell you, that was a heck of a stiff arm at the five.
It sure was. Solomon's got some real speedy legs.
Running clock doesn't help much. Speeding the game up if everybody keeps scoring.
Nope, because when you get touchdowns, the clock does come to a halt. Extra point try here by Denning. He is going for 11 of 11 on the night in the PAT department. Point after touchdown kick is up and away. It's plenty long. It's high. It was an outstanding snap, a good placement on the ground, and making it happen once again, Denning, he smacked it through. Just under 8 to play in the game. Layman Catholic 77, Waynesfield Goshen 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
And take advantage of that big grand reopening that occurred last month at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. A line of new inventory in place. Beautiful furniture priced just right at Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Route 47 west of I-75. That's West Michigan Avenue, 2600 West Michigan Avenue. Goffney Furniture looks more beautiful than ever on the outside. And superb new inventory on the inside. For your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, west of I-75 and Route 47. Go to the website now for even more savings. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Seven to play here in the fourth. Kickoff to Layman Catholic results in a return to the 29 for Waynesfield Goshen, and a player for the Tigers is momentarily shaken up on the far side. As we noted just a few minutes ago, next week it is Sydney and Troy from Sydney. Kickoff at 7, 1 week from tonight. Webcast time at 6:35 p.m. We have a toss-up of sorts. 2 weeks from tonight, we could follow Sydney to Vandalia Butler for a 7 o'clock kickoff. There's always a chance that we could cover Anna on the road at Coldwater. We'll gauge the significance of those two games, Anna-Coldwater, Sydney-Vandalia Butler, after next week's contest. And it looks pretty certain right now that week 10 will cover that Anna-Minster game for you. That's a mighty significant contest. Minster Division 7, Anna Division 5. Anna hopefully will be in position to hang on to the 7th or 8th spot in the region. Should it even lose that game, and that'll be a real tough opponent. Keep in mind, Anna is playing at St. Henry tonight, at Coldwater in 2 weeks, closing with Minster, so the schedule is rugged.
You got to love playing in the MAC.
Rugged finish to the year for the Anna Rockets. But that Anna-Minster game will be extremely significant no matter what. Minster could be playing to get in. Anna could be playing to get in. It's possible one or both could be playing to maybe sneak in a home field game. You just don't know where those two clubs will be in their regions of D7 and D5 entering Week 10. But we've got our eye on that game the last week of the regular season of Minster at Anna. That was a special game last year, Chuck. Recall that one? Anna at Minster a year ago? Wow, that was a beauty.
That was a good game.
Went right down to the wire.
We have seen some great games at Minster through the years.
Under 5.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Waynesfield Goshen, after the Lehman Catholic kickoff, has the ball now out at the Tiger 40. I formation. And it's still Miller at quarterback. Klinke busts it right up the gut. He eludes one man, another. He's down the near sideline again. And Klinke is toppled at the 36-yard line. Good run by Klinke. And he's had the two most productive runs from scrimmage on the night for Waynesfield Goshen. Won a touchdown earlier in this quarter.
He's had a 45 and 25-yard run here in the fourth quarter now.
And when we talk about Waynesfield Goshen, you know, we can speak the truth and say that there is promise in this football program. Rickle, the feature tailback, is a sophomore. Evan Miller, the quarterback, is a sophomore. Cole Lambert, one of the wide receivers, is also a sophomore. Klinke, Dustin Klinke, the fullback, is a senior. The tight end, Tanner Hurley, is also senior. Here's a toss sweep, a pitch out to the right. The ball loose on the turf, rolling way back near the 50-yard line. It's on the ground, and it is a big loss for the Waynesfield Goshen Tigers. Lehman might have recovered that football. No, maybe not.
No.
Waynesfield Goshen did get to it barely in time. Goshen retains possession at the Lehman 47. But this offensive line for Waynesfield Goshen, which is on the field right now, is young. Three underclassmen among the five from tackle to tackle up front. 3.5 to go here in the fourth quarter, 77-14 in favor of Lehman. Waynesfield Goshen with the ball outside the Lehman 45. Staggered backs behind the quarterback, Miller. Tosses to Klinke, who tries to get to the edge, puts his head down, and bulldozes inside the 40 to the Lehman 38 with 3 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. One thing for sure, Shane Weierman, head coach of Waynesfield Goshen, has played the game and has played it very well. All-Ohio defensive lineman for Allen East High School. First-year head coach last season here at Waynesfield Goshen was Weierman after being the volunteer coach in 2015. Hurley flanked out to the left about 10 yards. 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is the ball given to the tailback in that offensive formation for Waynesfield Goshen. He darts outside left tackle. And he is knocked off his pins at the 32-yard line. Noah Young dropped Kyle Searson of Waynesfield Goshen. He got up a little dazed after the jarring hit from Young. Well, the down marker across the way on the sideline, Chuck, reads fourth down. Scoreboard says third. Now the scoreboard adjusts to fourth.
It's fourth and eight, yep.
8 yards to go for a first down for Waynesfield Goshen. Line of scrimmage, the 33 of Lehman, and as a result of the continuous clock, we have sped through this fourth quarter. We're down to 1:38 to go in this game. Again, so many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, which we will highlight for you in just a moment. Handoff Klinke, quick hitter. He batters his way to the 30, stays on his feet to the 28, did not make the first down. Lehman will take over, and the Cavaliers will take a knee once or twice, and that will do it. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, one of our anchor sponsors, along with Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center,
the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News. Big shout-outs to these Rushi sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. A lot of gratitude to the folks at the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. We say thank you to them and also the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, which will make your ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, located just east of Rushi at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road. Tell Jolene Rinderly at the Jewelry Barn that you heard about her store right here on scoresbroadcast.com, on the web at jewelrybarnusa.com. Jolene, by the way, is GIA certified as a diamond grader. And the Jewelry Barn is certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair. The Jewelry Barn, established in 2011. Great combination of quality and price for you at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Lehman Catholic came to the line of scrimmage, didn't snap the football, 5-yard penalty assessed. Continuous clock, though, and it's running down inside 20 seconds. Lehman Catholic exits the field, so does Waynesfield Goshen, and that will do it here tonight at Alexander Stadium Perk Field on the campus of Piqua High School. Lehman winning it in resounding fashion after giving up 6 points to Waynesfield Goshen on the Tigers' first possession of this game. And then the Cavaliers reeled off points on multiple possessions in a row. Chuck, conceivably 11 straight possessions on which Lehman scored.
They never punted.
They never punted, yeah.
And they didn't turn the ball over on downs.
Right,
so,
right.
That would have been the only time they didn't score right there.
Exactly, yep. I was thinking of maybe a possession like at the end of the half when they simply ran out the clock or at the end of the game. Thanks, Bill Zimmerman, offensive coordinator, Lehman Catholic. Thank you very much, Bill. Just checked in with us here in the Press Box Internet webcast booth. We featured Bill in our pregame conversation. We'd also like to highlight Mambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Savings for you at the Goffney website. Take advantage of that great grand opening that Goffney had in September, a new line of inventory, and the great prices for you continue. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The in-between, south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Call 937-498-7282 to learn information about your veterans' benefits. Thank you, Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. As we noted in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, along with the Jewelry Barn in Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, and customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, and pens, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Well, Chuck or Clancy, stars of the game, we could feature the entire Lehman football team.
Yeah, this was a tough pick tonight.
It was a team effort. Everybody seemed to excel. Waynesfield Goshen took control of the game in the first 4.5 minutes and pumped in a touchdown, zipping right down the field. But Lehman Catholic dominated thoroughly thereafter.
Yeah, it was just a total annihilation tonight, and Lehman did a good job. They had a couple of penalties, but they didn't make mental mistakes. They didn't turn the ball over. You know, those are the things you want to see, and it didn't like any. They had no injuries, so that's the perfect night for them in a game like this.
And does Elliot Gilardi display composure?
Oh, you know what? The offensive line gave him such time back there. The kid was 8 of 9 throwing the football in the first half at 5 touchdowns. And you take a look, I mean, Elliot Gilardi certainly could have been the player of the game. Cameron Lee, again, would have been a great choice. Brandon Barhorst, another great choice. Michael Bunker, another great choice. But I went with Owen Smith, and I went with Logan Richard as our Clancy's players of the game.
They are your Clancy's winners tonight. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I apologize. I may have mistakenly earlier tonight referred to Brandon Barhorst as Braden. I apologize. My bad if I did. I am sorry. Brandon Barhorst, key figure on this Layman Catholic football team. Splendid game tonight for him. He is very speedy. One heck of an athlete. Layman Catholic next week on the road at Upper Souda Valley, which was 3-3 heading into play tonight. Then Lima Perry comes to town the following week. Very athletic football team. Solid club, also 3-3 heading into play tonight. Layman closes the year at Riverside in Logan County. Riverside on a roll now, 4-2 coming into action this evening. Our webcast next week on Friday night, 7 o'clock kickoff from Sydney. Troy at Sydney, webcast time at 6:35 next Friday evening. Rhett Gish is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Pickwa's Alexander Stadium, Perkfield, where Layman Catholic has beaten Waynesfield Goshen 77-14.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.